Here at the Weekly Reader, we've really been enjoying our new book club, as many of our listeners certainly have too. Our next meeting is tomorrow night, and we'll be joined by author Sarah Blake to talk about her new novel, The Guest Book. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today, our book critic Marian Winnick has a preview of our July pick, Miracle Creek by Angie Kim. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I've been to several events for Miracle Creek and can report that Angie Kim speaks beautifully about her book, which is her fiction debut, published on her 50th birthday. Miracle Creek is a complex cross-genre novel, at once a courtroom drama, an immigrant story, and an acute picture of the realities of parenting special needs children. The author, a former trial lawyer born in Seoul, Korea, and the mother of two boys who came into the world with difficulties, knows what she's talking about in all three areas, infusing this intense, richly imagined novel with the edge of lived truth. The Yoos, an immigrant family from Korea, own an HBOT facility, a hyperbaric oxygen treatment tank, in a town in Northern Virginia called Miracle Creek. In a characteristic wry aside, we learn that Miracle Creek didn't look like a place where miracles took place, unless you counted the miracle of people living there for years without going insane from boredom. HBOT treatment, which involves spending hour-long sessions in a chamber that looks a lot like a submarine, breathing pure oxygen, is believed to be effective in treating both autism and male infertility, and those conditions are what defines the group of people who are in the submarine when a fire, clearly set by an arsonist, causes it to explode. Two people are killed, others survive in wheelchairs or with amputations. The novel opens at the murder trial of the mother of a boy who died in the fire and unfolds over 4 days of testimony and legal maneuvering. Each chapter follows different characters who were present on the night of the explosion, including Elizabeth, the mom who's on trial, both Yoos and their teenage daughter, and a couple survivors of the tragedy. As we come to understand the pressures Elizabeth has been under, it doesn't seem impossible that she's responsible. But since every one of these characters is lying about something, who knows? With so many complications and loose ends, one of the miracles of Miracle Creek is that the author ties it all together and arrives at a satisfying, though not easy or sentimental, ending. The portrait of the Yoo family reflects Kim's insight into the immigrant experience. Park Yoo stays in Korea while his wife immigrates to Baltimore with their daughter Mary. Young works practically 24/7 behind a bulletproof window in a grocery store in a rough neighborhood while Mary tries to find her way as an American girl. When the family is reunited 4 years later, they move to Miracle Creek, where they're isolated among politely unfriendly neighbors. Park feels, quote, the shame of becoming less proficient, less adult than his own child, as his inability to express himself in English eats away at his self-esteem. As Jung Yoon wrote in the Washington Post, while the courtroom scenes and plot pyrotechnics are sure to delight readers of legal thrillers and mysteries, at its heart, Miracle Creek is a deeply moving story about parents and the lengths they will go to for their children. Several characters reflect on the challenges of caring for special needs children with remarkable, occasionally brutal, honesty. Kim wrote a great essay in Vogue that tells about her own experiences in this regard, and I'm sure she'll be happy to answer questions about it at book club. I hope to see you there.
The book is Miracle Creek by Angie Kim. You can find more information about Miracle Creek, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.